For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin. The Carol Martin Gatton Academy of Mathematics and Science was named the number one high school in the country earlier this year by Newsweek magazine. In recognition of that high honor, a celebration took place on the WKU campus late yesterday afternoon. It gave many leaders who helped to make the success possible a chance to reflect on the academy and what it means to the university, the students, and the region. Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear spoke to the celebration.
On behalf of 4.3 million Kentuckians, I want to congratulate you, each and every one of you, not just the students, but the faculty, the staff, the leadership of this academy for this honor, because you've not only honored yourself, you've honored the Commonwealth. And this kind of honor lifts up this state in so many ways, in addition to just educationally. The recognition that the Commonwealth of Kentucky receives because of what you have done is of untold importance and immeasurable importance.
Julia Roberts is the executive director of the Gatton Academy.
The Gatton Academy gives every school district in the state a place to send their students who excel at such a high level that they need more than what the local high school can offer. It is indeed an economic development as well as an education strategy. We absolutely must take our top students and allow them to go as far as they can go. And the Gatton Academy students graduate from high school with a minimum of 60 hours of college credit.
Ellen Green of Henderson, Kentucky, is a student at the Gatton Academy. She says this week's celebration has caused a lot of excitement among those who attend.
Oh, definitely. Everybody's really pumped. We're really excited. It's just a really great event.
Ellen says the recognition helps to confirm that she made the right decision when she applied.
As soon as I applied and got in, which I never thought would happen at the time, I knew that this is the place I wanted to be, and this has just really instilled in me that this is what is best for my life.
And Ellen Green says she's setting some high goals for her studies and her career.
Right now I'm studying environmental science. I hope to save the world.
From Henderson, Kentucky, Ellen Green. WKU President Gary Ransdell says the celebration for top national recognition comes sooner than many might have expected.
5 years is a pretty short period of time to start something that we just conceived just a few years before that and got it funded, and the first class came just 5 years ago. And to reach a point where you're the number one high school in America is quite a testament to two things, to the state and to the faculty, staff, and students in the Gatton Academy, but more importantly, to Kentucky students. I mean, let's face it, it's the students here that have made this the best high school in America with what they're doing in research and what they're doing in study abroad and 100% graduation rate, and they're off the chart average ACT score, and all the measures that the students are putting up is the reason why this recognition is forthcoming. So that's something we should all take great pride in.
And Dr. Ransdell says there's another very important lesson to be learned through the success of the Gatton Academy.
The message to Kentuckians is don't ever let anyone tell anyone in Kentucky or anywhere else that Kentucky kids can't be the very best. The Gatton Academy is 100% kids from Kentucky, and they are now going to the best high school in the nation. And it's our talent, it's homegrown talent, and these are Kentucky kids. And I grow weary of people saying, well, you know, we're ranked 40-whatever in this, and we're a poor state. There's too much. We can't do that. This is testament that we can do that, and our students can be the very best anywhere, and this is a strong evidence that that can and is indeed the case.
For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.